Progressive spine stiffness associated with stiff hips and ankylosing spondylitis results in mobility restriction and reduces the quality of life in young individuals. Pre-operative planning for total hip arthroplasty in ankylosing spondylitis requires spinopelvic mobility assessment. Sacral slope is reduced less than 10 degrees with a predominant stuck sitting pattern and a posterior pelvic tilt. Care needs to be exercised to reduce the acetabular antiversion, preventing posterior impingement and anterior dislocation. Risks at total hip arthroplasty in ankylosing spondylitis include intraoperative fractures, postoperative dislocation of 1.9%, heterotopic ossification, among others, with revision-free survivorship of 82% at 20 years. Significant functional and mobility improvement justifies total hip arthroplasty in ankylosing spondylitis with stiff hips and spine.